We have heard a lot about frontiers and borders over the last few years, some of it very inflammatory. Well, in a rather different way today, we have a gospel reading that is all about borders and crossing frontiers. Firstly, there are the geographical borders. Jesus, we are told, is heading towards Tyre and Sidon, two cities in the region of Phoenicia to the north of Galilee. This area was considered to be part of the promised land, part of the land that God had promised to Israel, but was now actually Gentile country. Jews thought the Gentiles, like the woman at the centre of our gospel reading, had no business being there, and they would not speak to them or have anything to do with them. Hence the silence at the beginning of our reading. But this woman is desperate, and she sees her one chance, her last chance perhaps, or probably, of saving her daughter. So she throws herself at Jesus' mercy. The woman breaks down the boundaries by coming to Jesus, breaking the cultural boundaries between Jew and Gentile, the social boundaries between male and female. She's driven to help her daughter because she wants the help of the one person who can make a difference. So she risks everything. The woman is no soft touch. When Jesus appears to be rather austere, stating in a rather derogatory way in the sentence that I think is one of the hardest sentences to listen to Jesus speaking, that his ministry was only for the Jews, he says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Quick as a flash, though, she comes back, turning his metaphor back on him quite brilliantly, and counters that even dogs can eat crumbs from the tables of their masters. She's brilliant. They can feed on the crumbs that fall to the floor while the children are eating. The children don't have to be deprived of their food if what the dogs eat is the crumbs that the children drop. Spiritually, what we're getting at is surely Jesus can help a Gentile like herself without detracting from his mission to Israel. Sometimes when I read this gospel, I imagine here a pause, hearing a pin drop. The disciples quite shocked that this Gentile woman has answered back their teacher, their master. And I then imagine Jesus throwing back his head and laughing at this point and getting up and giving the woman a big hug. All boundaries are crossed and full reconciliation and healing of the daughter is achieved. And here, to me, is the heart of this morning's good news. The boundaries, if they exist, need to be crossed. They need to be pulled down. We believe in our God, who is not confined to any border, and that the awful boundaries that exist to separate people out need to be dismantled at all levels. Boundaries that divide people along lines of race, gender, religion, sexuality. Because if they are not, we will continue to get misunderstandings and fear between people, cultures, and religions. But we also need to ask ourselves, where are we in this story? Where are our boundaries in our lives? We will have them. Where are the boundaries in the church? Who is in? Who is out? Do we have boundaries beyond which we do not expect God to to be at work, and specifically about our mission and the mission of the church here at St. Martin's. Are there parts of society that we just assume will not be receptive to Jesus' love? Are there people we think that we cannot help? If so, look to Jesus. Look to this passage from Matthew. Jesus has crossed those boundaries already. We are called to love beyond all boundaries, ignoring social niceties and all prejudices, because no one is ever outside the reach of God's love, shown on the cross with Jesus' arms wide open to embrace all people everywhere. God is eternal. God's love for people everywhere is eternal. There really is, as the hymn told us, a wideness in God's mercy for all of us. Amen.